have about 10, 12 guys out working this morning and trying to get the emergency spots repaired. I only have two roads closed in Baxter County, which is County Road 46, where the bridge has developed some structural damage, and County Road 63 down at Norfolk are the only two roads closed.
That's the one by Rose's Trout Dock?
Yeah.
And I know they were dealing with some issues down around Buffalo City. How's things looking down there?
You know, my crew didn't report to me down around Buffalo City, so I'm not sure about that, what exactly is going on down there as far as the flooding. But, you know, the roads are just they're too numerous even to tell you what all needs repaired at this time, and it'll take weeks to get them back to where they need to be. But we'll work on them as quickly as we can and get them repaired. And we're hitting, of course, the emergency spots first. That's, you know, where the road is just plum gone. So we'll get them spots fixed first, and that's what the crews are doing today.
Guess one thing that has got to be a positive as a county judge, I don't guess you've had any injuries reported from all this flooding?
No injuries. And, you know, we've had no reports come to us yet as far as property damage, although I'm sure they will come this week. But that's one good thing. We've had no injuries. We had no evacuation that I'm aware of. So that's a good thing there.
And I guess the main thing you just want to advise, even though a lot of the rain has receded and some of those waters are going down, just be careful if you have to be out.
Absolutely, be careful. Bear with us. We know there's a don't be afraid to call Road and Bridge and from our office and report the bad spots. Although they're coming in as we speak, so we'll know of all of them. But don't really, if you feel like something's being missed, don't hesitate to call them.